This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You love looking at the clock, Doran, and you're like, oh, dang. It's after 9 o'clock. It's the last hour of the show. Things flying by. We're having a great time. Got a good Steelers quarterback topic, I promise, coming up in a moment here. Also going to be giving away Pirates tickets this hour to the home opener. Couple pairs of Pirates tickets to the home opener against the Yankees. But we were also talking about hazing, and there's so many of these that I can't read because people are telling on themselves and they're saying what high school they've gone to or maybe some of the stuff that's going on right now. But here's one that makes me laugh because I'm immature. He writes, in Brentwood High School, we would put three bananas in three toilets, act like there was, you know, in one toilet, and blindfolded the freshmen and have them reach in and squish it. And it was never real poo. It was always a banana, but it was pretty funny.
That's a pretty good one.
One of these is not poo. Good luck to the three of you. Oh, man.
It's pretty good.
I would just quit, man.
Would you?
Yeah, I ain't reaching into a toilet.
You wouldn't quit. I mean, you might.
I'm soft, man.
Like, you're not that passionate about crew. You'd quit. You wouldn't stick through it.
If they're making me stick my hand in a toilet, and I think that there's a chance I'm grabbing poo, then... I'm out. Got to stand on principle. Guys, it's not like I was going to go to college for crew. Like, I could still hang out with the guys. I just won't be sitting in the boat anymore. It's a big deal. What's funny about that?
I think that was kind of the point of hazing, was to get rid of people so that the
others weed them out.
Better chance of playing.
Survival of the fittest.
Right.
Yeah, Darwin. Things of that nature. You can join Pomp and Joe on Wednesday. That's tomorrow, March 19th. They're going to broadcast from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry for the special Giant Eagle Feed the Need radio broadcast. You'll be able to call to bid on some special items with proceeds going to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. You also support now. You can support now by texting NEED to 50155. That's NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155. All the details at 937thefan.com. Doran, a lot of people weighing in on this Twitter poll here. Do the Steelers actually want Aaron Rodgers? And we got here in a meandering way today, as we so often do here on this radio show, Doran, but Jeremy Fowler of ESPN formerly covered the Steelers here. He said that the offer the Steelers made for Justin Fields was right on par with what the Jets had to offer, but Justin Fields didn't feel the love. That was his exact verbiage. Justin Fields didn't feel the love.
Mm-hmm.
I think they wanted him and just handled it poorly. And now that they didn't get him, I think they really want Aaron Rodgers and aren't able to either go the extra mile financially, because Dulac is now reporting that they've only offered a one-year deal. I don't think they're executing their plan. I think their plan A was Fields. I think their plan B is Rodgers. And I think they're striking out in both, but you've got a different take on that.
Well, I mean, if they really wanted him, they did everything possible to get him. Like, I mean, they really wanted Broderick Jones. You know what they did? They traded up to get him. They really wanted Devin Bush. They traded up to get him. I mean,
DK Metcalf.
They traded to get him, and they paid him. Like, if you really, really want something, you'll do whatever it takes to get them. Now, some circumstances may not allow you to execute that, but whenever you have somebody that can make a choice, you don't give them a choice to make. And they didn't give Justin Fields, I mean, they did give him a choice to make, and it was the other choice, because they didn't show him that they really wanted him, and I do believe that they didn't really, at the end of the day...
They weren't going to be heartbroken if they lost out on him.
They didn't really want him. They're like, yeah, we'll take you, but it's going to be under our terms, and you're the best of the crop of quarterbacks right now, but this crop isn't even that good. Like, we don't know what you can do. We saw 6 games of you. That doesn't tell me that you really want somebody after the six games. We sat you down. Like, you don't really want them.
I think they wanted them and went about it an awful way. Like, you got Art Rooney II coming out in the end of season press conference or press meeting or whatever, saying, "Oh yeah, our priority would be to get one of those two guys signed." And I just think that they think they're the Star-Spangled Steelers, and everything they do is farting rainbows and dancing unicorns. And look at our logo. We're the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to take one of you guys because we know you both want to be here. And I think they terribly misunderstand where they are now in the football ecosystem. Like, if we believe Fowler's report, and I have no reason not to, Justin Fields said, "I would rather go play for that dumpster fire of an organization, the New York Jets, over
because they wanted him."
Well, they showed him by paying it, but if the Steelers offered the same amount of money, then at least financially they
But they probably
showed.
Told him. Aaron Glenn was probably like, "We want you to be our starting quarterback."
And that's where I think they screwed it up, is they didn't think they had to, you know, rub the guy's back and, you know.
I think they just didn't because they just really didn't really, really truthfully deep down want him.
So where do you come down on this? 412-928-9370. I think they thought, we'll offer the same amount of money and you're going to pick us because we're the damn Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's like, "You benched my ass after 6 weeks when I was 4-2, and you said at the end of the season, you want one of us. How can you feel loved?" Like, there's no analogy here. Got one. There's this girl. I don't want to use her name because I'll get blown up. But there's this girl back in fifth grade, Dorn. I thought I loved her, you know. And I had a crush on her forever. And then this kid, I can use his name. He moved to Chicago. Jack Flores. He was cool. And she called me one night. My mom answers the phone. "Oh, Adam, it's so-and-so." Got on the phone. She's like, "Adam, I just want to let you know that I like you." And I'm over the moon. It was the greatest day of my life up to that point. It was in fifth grade. She said, "Let's go to the swimming pool tomorrow." Wonderful. So we have this date. We're sort of treading water in the deep end of the Mount Lebanon swimming pool. When she tells me that she also has a crush on the other guy. She likes us both. Well, then you don't. And I think that's what Justin Fields was feeling.
Yeah.
He was treading water in the deep end of the Mount Lebanon pool. I peed in that pool, too. Yep. All the time.
Yep.
Yeah. It's freezing cold.
Yep.
Like, you can't show the love to Justin Fields if you're also saying, well, there's someone out there that we're holding up equal to you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're okay with either one of you guys. And now Russell Wilson, I think they burnt the bridge there. I think they're screwing it up. But you think they're just naming their price on all these guys and they're not going to be heartbroken if they don't get any of them.
Right, because it's not that good of a group.
No, it's definitely not a good group.
If there was somebody that was legit and like somebody that was like, okay, like that could be our starting quarterback, yeah, that they would probably move mountains, I think, to get him. DK Metcalf is an example. I think that they would if there was a quarterback there, but they're like, this group of quarterbacks, like, well, yeah, we'll take you, but like, we don't really want you.
You could also make the argument that they're getting a guy like DK Metcalf to try to get one of these quarterbacks to come in, make it a more attractive option.
I feel like they look at it like this. Like, mm-hmm. we gave you, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, an opportunity last year to show us and to make us fall in love with you, and we didn't. So, like, we gave you an opportunity to do that.
We speed dated you.
Yeah. You didn't do that. We like you, but we have a crush. You know, we like other people, too.
We like Jack Flores.
Right.
That was crushing as a fifth grader to hear.
I'm sure.
You can't.
Was Jack Flores at the pool?
No, he didn't go to the pool. They probably went to the pool the next day.
Yeah. Good thing he wasn't there.
No, he could probably swim laps around me. His feet could probably touch the bottom. You don't want that.
He was tall?
I mean, Doran, I was 5'1" up until senior year, and then I grew 8 inches.
5'1"?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It wasn't until I was a senior that I grew.
You're 5'1". You're trying to tell me you were 5'1" your senior year?
I was 5'1" going into the summer. Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Man.
But at least I had long hair and acne.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that could really make up for me being a hobbit.
At least you had, man.
What did I have?
I don't know.
What did I have going for me? My athletic ability?
I couldn't say that you were smart. You couldn't even get it. You could only get into West Virginia, too. Like,
no,
it's like,
no. I got waitlisted at Ohio State.
Waitlisted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were waiting for better people to accept.
It was really Jack Flores all over again, Doran.
It probably was Jack Flores. He was probably the one that they accepted.
Dude, I can just imagine the dean of admissions sitting there, and in the left hand we got Crowley resume, the other we got this Jack kid. Oh, well, Jack, model UN.
Jack is 6 foot. This guy's 5'1". There's a standard here at the Ohio State University.
You know, they take everybody out of state, too. Like, it's hard not to get in there out of state. Like, they don't want any of the Ohio kids going there anymore. Like, you get a lot, your tuition's a lot cheaper. At least it was back then. If you're out of state.
You're really dumping on yourself right now.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't get in. It was West Virginia. It was Cal, you. And it was.
Why did you say it? Like, Cal, you.
Because they named it, isn't it Penn West or something now?
Well, I thought you were trying to allude to, like, you were going to get into Cal Berkeley.
Berkeley, yeah. Yeah, that's
Cal, right. You.
I did try to do that.
Who else? Yeah. Wait, who else?
And Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
And Pitt, too, right?
I didn't apply to Pitt.
Mm.
So the story goes.
Hmm.
They denied me.
Hmm.
This wonderful segment brought to you by Bet365. Are the Steelers screwing the pooch, or is this all part of the master plan? 412-928-9370. I mean, we talked about all the flaws that these quarterbacks have. I want to get into that a little bit more coming up next. We have pirate tickets to give away at some point. That's right, we'll keep you guessing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do the Steelers have a grand plan, or are they screwing this up completely? 412-928-9370. Most of the texters believe what you're putting out there, Doran. And I got to say, I hope that you got it right. Like, I hope it's, who cares if we get Rodgers? We'll make him an offer. If he comes in, he'll do it at our price, and we'll draft a quarterback next year. Same thing with Fields. Same thing with Russ, if it should come to that. And then the worst-case scenario for them is this year you start the season with Mason Rudolph. That actually would be a plan. Like, we're pretty much okay with anything at quarterback this year. Like, we'll try to win, but we're not going to break the bank for it. And then we'll turn it over to Mason Rudolph, and if it's okay, it's okay. It probably will be. And we're probably win 9 or 8 games. 10 games.
I mean, what did any of those guys do last year to say that you would be in love with them and want them?
Well, you told me you think Rodgers will be good.
I think he would be good, but if I'm the Steelers, like, I don't want Aaron Rodgers. He's just my only option.
Mm-hmm.
He's my only option at this point. Like, if I wanted him, then I would have talked to him before a week ago.
Right.
Like, I would have talked to him when I was talking to Fields.
Tampering. That never happens.
Always happens.
No quarterback has ever been tampered with.
But he was scheduled to be released regardless. So I don't know if you could really, I don't know how the rules really are. Obviously, you probably would get in trouble if you get found out. But
yeah,
I mean,
it just depends on how you do it.
Yeah.
You got to be quiet about it.
You could figure out a way to get to Rodgers.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley took Jordan Addison from Pitt, and he never even entered the portal.
Right.
But, oh, there was no communication before. Yeah, okay. Got some beachfront property in Nebraska to sell you. Like, you're right. There are always ways around it. I mean, Tom Brady was on a yacht.
Right.
With, who is it? The ownership group in Miami before he wound up with Tampa Bay. So that's illegal, but that kind of stuff happens all the time. I mean, if we want to poke holes in every single quarterback, we absolutely can.
Easily.
Mason Rudolph played 3 great games pretty much in his entire career.
Played bad last year.
9 touchdowns, 9 picks last season for the Titans. Now, you can always try to explain away any of these as well. Like, bad weapons with the Titans.
Right.
Like, you can do it that way. Like, they didn't have anybody good. But yeah, there's flaws there. Aaron Rodgers, gonna be 42 midway through the season, 2 years removed from an Achilles, and the statistics might not tell the full story, just like Russell Wilson a couple of years ago.
I mean, he got somebody fired, he got his offense coordinator demoted, and he couldn't make it work with Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams and Breece Hall. So,
other than that, though, a really good time he had in New Jersey. Man, that was a whole hell of a lot of hullabaloo.
A what? Whole hell of a lot of hullabaloo.
It was a lot of hullabaloo for a guy. All they gave up, all they paid him, for him to play 4 snaps in year 1, go 5-12, and nuke the franchise in year 2. So there are the obvious issues with Rodgers. Russ went 0-5 down the stretch, 14 points a game. You don't really have to dig deep if you don't want to. And for purposes of this exercise, we're not going to do that. Sam Darnold, $33 million for a guy who in his 2 most important games of the season looked like the Sam Darnold that they signed, not the one that they were hoping to sign.
Yeah.
I mean, who else?
Justin Fields. I mean, were they handcuffing him the whole time? Did they have to, you know, restrain and kind of coddle him through the first 6 games? If they had to do that, then it's like, do we really want this guy? Are we gonna do that next year? Are we gonna let him go? Do we trust to let him go? Like, did he grow in our eyes? Like, I mean, that's like, I mean, if you're asking those questions, then you don't really want and think that a guy can actually be your starting quarterback. And like, I want this guy. I'm willing to pay a lot of money for this guy to be our quarterback.
If that's the case, they're not going to draft one till next year either. Because you can poke holes in all those guys too. Like Jackson Dart. Hey, what's up with your quick rise, buddy? Like, we didn't see it before. Now everyone's seeing it. We just looked at a mock this morning, Doran, that had Jackson Dart going 3rd. But there are obvious drawbacks there. There are obvious reasons why he had not been looked at as a first-round quarterback until, like, what, a month ago? I mean, might even be a more condensed timetable.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago.
That's why, like, I wouldn't reach on a Jackson Dart if there's so many evaluations that are different on him. Like, if there was a consensus, okay. But, like, that's why I wouldn't reach on a Jackson Dart, but I would take a Shedeur Sanders because there's a consensus that he is the second best quarterback.
Yeah.
Ever since January.
He was talked about all season long as one of the top two quarterbacks going.
All season long. And he's
when people are watching him.
Only falling because of the outside stuff. And if I feel like I can handle that, then I could accept taking him at 21.
I wouldn't take either of those guys. If I had to take one, I'd take Shedeur.
Yeah.
But you want to poke holes in him, too. I mean, he got sacked 8 million times. Right. And I think a lot of that obviously had to do with the offensive line being a dumpster fire, so much so that the year prior, after a loss, Deion just basically, I mean, he set them all on fire. He just ripped all of them.
I mean, you could poke holes in anybody. You could poke holes in Cam Ward, right? I mean, if sure, you really wanted to, he transferred two times.
You know, the thing about Cam Ward, dude, like if I were the Titans, I think I would take Cam Ward. But turnovers, and how many times, man, did you watch a Miami game and they're down 15, 20 points and you're watching, you're going, this is the guy?
Mm-hmm.
And he's terrible. And then in the fourth quarter, oh, damn, that's the guy.
Right.
So can you become a consistent player? I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure the guy's going to work at it. Haven't heard any character concerns with any of these guys. You know, Shador's a little cocky. They just need to go into the season with Mason Rudolph as quarterback number one. He and all his flaws, but at $4 million, man, $4 million for a flaw? That's great. Like, I go to Tesoro's, great burger joint. And it's not super expensive, but you go there and, like, you're getting what you pay for. It's going to be delicious. If it's not, you're going to complain. And I've never had to do that. I want to be clear on that. I'm just picked a great burger joint. I go to Bubba's Burgers, and it's going to be a great burger. If it sucks, well, you're going to complain. You go to McDonald's, and, you know, the pickles are mealy and chewy. Okay.
It's McDonald's.
You live with it. Right. It's McDonald's. Why has this become the analogy show today? Just hold on till next year. Come in with Mason. And the other added benefit of that, Doran, is right, wrong, whatever. I think there's this narrative out there that the Steelers are getting worked, that it's embarrassing for the Steelers. I heard Pony Muller took a bunch of calls yesterday. That was like the word of the day for callers. Like, we're embarrassed that the Steelers are holding out for this guy? Really, this guy? Okay. If none of them are good options, and we agree that they all have flaws, just go with Mason, and then you're no longer embarrassed anymore. Just move on. 412-928-9370. Neil Walker will be joining us in this time slot starting next week. Very excited about that. He'll be brought to us by Mike Camlin Hyundai, home of the Mike Camlin Advantage. Oil changes for life. Can you change your own oil?
No.
Can you change your own tire?
No.
Can you change the windshield wiper on the back of your car?
No.
If that breaks.
No.
I could do that.
No. There's people that can do it for me. That would do it better than me having to figure it out. I could pay them $40.
It's only $10 for the wiper.
For the wiper, but for the labor?
DIY. I don't know how to do it either.
I know.
Coming up next, we're giving away Pirates tickets. Get in line now. 412-928-9370. Two pairs of Pirates tickets.
No.
It is, because we didn't give them away yesterday.
Oh. I thought you messed up because you said two pairs.
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
You didn't tell me we were giving away yesterday's two.
The Departed. That's where that line's from. So we're giving away two pairs of Pirates tickets for the home opener against the Yankees. That's coming up next. We'll tell you how you can win, but you got to get online on hold first at 412-928-9370. All right, Doran, I'm very excited about this. Baseball season for the Buccos, 9 days away. Opening day next Thursday. We know Paul Skeens is going to be on the bump. We also know that April 4th is the home opener. We tore it up at the home opener last year.
We sure did.
People were hanging out with us in center field. It was a blast. Buccos played the Orioles. Jared Jones was on the mound. And Callis just got absolutely tanked. Could barely stand at the bar after the game.
That's not true.
All right, I might have stretched the details a little bit. We have a bunch of people on hold right now trying to win tickets to this year's home opener, April 4th, 412-412, at PNC Park. And here's how I want to do this. You guys tell me if this works. We know Skeens is starting opening day this year. Keller started opening day the last 2 years. If you can name who started opening day before that, you win a pair of tickets. If you can't, and Callis can, you win tickets. Callis says he's a baseball savant. He has been raked over the coals for his lack of knowledge in regards to the other sports. I think this is his wheelhouse. I think if our callers can't get it, I think Callis can help them out.
All right. I like it.
Shall we?
Yes.
Bob in Johnstown. Good morning, Bob.
I believe that was Mitch Keller as well.
No, so Keller started the last two. But who was the guy who started in 2022 against the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, crap.
Full disclosure, I would not have remembered this in a million years.
Mm.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I remembered, because I absolutely did not.
Was it Liriano?
No. Callis, do you know?
Was it Jose Quintana?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, Bob. Let's go to Michael in Ross Township, see if he knows the answer. Michael, do you know who it was?
I do not, unfortunately.
Want to take a stab at it?
Oh, man. I'm trying. That's what I'm sitting here thinking. I was wondering what it was going to be. Let's go Underwood.
No, thank you for the call. It's tough.
I have no idea.
I didn't either.
Is it a familiar name?
He was a Pirates opening day starter.
Yeah.
For added context, they lost 9-0.
Jeez.
Here were the starters. Perez at catcher, Tsutsugo at first, Park at second, Hayes at third, Newman at short, Ben Gamel in left, Brian Reynolds in center, Cole Tucker in right. I'm going to give Chris in Newcastle a shot. Who you got, Chris?
I've drawn a blank. Sorry.
Want to take a stab?
No clue. Sorry.
Thanks, Chris. I made it too hard.
So it's not a familiar name, though?
It's not.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to change the parameters on this.
Okay.
We want people to go. We want to hang out with people at opening day. If you can name any of the three opening day starters before Mitch Keller, so 2022, 2021, 2020, you can win the Pirate tickets for opening day. I'm rooting for all of you.
Yes.
Michael in Brighton Heights, can you name any of those three players?
I'm having a tough time too. Boy, that lineup you just listed, they turned that around fast, didn't they?
I know they did. One of the pitchers they faced last year, and he pitched well against them, if I recall
think I know
correctly.
Who that is.
How about Brian?
No,
the guy that they got from the Braves. No, not him.
Sorry, Michael.
Can I come back in?
Yes, you can. Oh, dang it!
Was Tyler Anderson one of them?
No.
Oh.
Oh man,
this is tough.
Oh man,
this is really tough.
All right, we'll give Ed one more shot here at this. Ed, you got a guess,
dude? I got it. JT Brubaker.
Let's go,
nice.
Ed in Blairsville saved the game.
Nice
opening day. I'll be there.
Yes, you will. We'll
sure
put you
will.
On hold, Ed. All right.
Who are the other? Wait.
Now we're going to give a chance with the 2021, 2020, 2019. You name one of those three, you get Pirates tickets to opening day. Let's go to Reed in Katanning. What do you got, Reed?
Musgrove.
Let's go!
There we go. There
All
we go.
Right.
That was the guy you were talking about last year, right? Did they faced?
I was talking about Chad Kuhl, but
okay.
But good job there. Whew. I was sweating. It starts going through your head when you're on the tightrope of live radio. Okay, if this is too hard, do we punt it to tomorrow and just accrue tickets that we need to give away and just see how it goes? Or am I just benevolent and I start handing out tickets to random callers? So here's how it goes. We'll just go the last 10 years just for bleeps and gigs. Keller, JT Brubaker, Chad Kuhl, Joe Musgrove, Jameson Taillon, Ivan Nova, Gerrit Cole, Liriano, Liriano.
I was going to say Tyone.
He was the next. The next one.
That was my guess.
Yeah, Liriano, man, the last guy who started more than two consecutively. Go back to Oliver Perez. He did two in a row. Cordova in 98-99 did two in a row.
Francisco.
That's right. I tend to believe if he stays healthy, Skeens is going to do that. He'll go for as long as he's here. He'll be the opening day guy. Keller would have tied Liriano. I'll go back even further and see what we got there. I mean, geez, dude. Drabek started three in a row. That makes sense.
When's the last time that they had a home opener be their opening day?
It's a good question.
2-3 years.
We got at. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what? Isn't that,
2016 the first time.
What?
What are we doing, Major League Baseball? Give us something. You don't want to go salary cap. You don't want to go salary floor. Can you give us a damn home opener to start the season? Although, counterpoint, maybe a couple of weeks later, the weather's better.
That is true.
Sometimes. But, I mean, you just don't know.
Who do they play this year? I mean, in their opening day.
Opening day in Pittsburgh is the Yankees.
No.
Miami again. Two consecutive years at opening in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They got that.
Is that how they do it, though? Do they do it in, like, warm weather cities for opening day?
That would make a lot of sense.
I don't know. Do they?
I'm not. You think I'm looking it up over here?
I don't know. You're saying the one saying about the weather.
Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. As a kid, that off day after opening day always drove me nuts. Like, you get baseball back and you're just in the mood, man. You're ready to rock. Like, you want to see Jack Wilson lay down a bunt. And then you get baseball and it's like 4.5 hours back then. And then the next day, you get nothing.
Nothing.
You got nothing. It stinks. But you're in Miami. You got the dome. It's good. You're not going to get rained out. It's wonderful. All right, we'll give away more tickets tomorrow, and we'll figure out a nicer way maybe to do that. I'm going to complain about something coming up next. A lot of good sports on TV tonight, actually, which we'll get into. All right, Callis, who won those tickets?
We had two winners.
Right.
Reed and Ed.
Congratulations to Reed and Ed. They're going to go watch the Pirates whoop up on that Yankee ass on April 4th, the home opener. We're going, right? We're doing our thing?
Oh, yeah. I think we have to every year.
Yeah. I think we need to Uber this time. I drove Callis last year, and parking situation was a total nightmare because we got there late because someone forgot their ID.
Yep.
No, we never went back to get my ID. You showed up late to the office. I was here at 1 o'clock. You came in at 1:30.
Guess there's two sides to every story.
We only found out at the bar that I didn't have my ID, you jackwagon.
Oh, I thought you had to go back and get it.
No.
Like, I thought that's what you told me, Crowley.
Which one of us is going to misremember, me or the guy who forgets everything?
No. Well, if I had to go back and get my ID.
I thought you guys parked, then you walked halfway to meet me, and then you had to walk all the way back to the casino to get his ID, then walk all the way back to meet me. That's what took you guys so long.
No, I never had my ID, so they had to persuade the bar to let me in because I was obviously over 21, but I never had my ID.
You know what we did the year prior is you and I rode the rickshaw. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is going to be a long walk because we got the horse-drawn carriage.
That's right.
People are screaming hail to Pitt at you.
Yep.
And they didn't know who I was.
Why'd you lie to Doran? That wasn't nice.
That's what happened!
We weren't late because I didn't have my ID.
I thought you had to go back to the car to get his wallet.
No. I just forgot my ID. I'd never had it with me. The entire day, just didn't have it.
Something happened.
I was here at 1 o'clock. He was here at 1:30. I was a half hour early.
Am I ever late? I'm never late. This guy's late every day. I rest my case.
You forgot where your car was in a parking lot.
Called 911, thought it was stolen. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Tonight, America's team is San Diego State, Doran. They're taking on the North Carolina Tar Heels. North Carolina, a 4.5-point favorite. I just want to get this out here, because here's the way this goes. If North Carolina wins, everyone's going to go, oh, they deserve to be in the tournament. If North Carolina loses, everyone's going to go, oh, see, they didn't belong in the tournament. What happens tonight's irrelevant. It's resume. You either deserve to be in or you didn't. Like, what you do in the tournament doesn't matter. It's what you did leading up to the tournament that's what gets you in. So I just want to make that clear. Now, tomorrow, if they lose, I'm going to say the opposite thing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, tonight, everybody's eyes are on North Carolina.
Correct.
Everybody wants North Carolina to lose, except for North Carolina supporters. Correct. Every single person in the country.
And if they do lose, people are going to go, oh, they didn't belong. And they didn't belong either way, is what I'm saying. If they win, like, I have no, like, Pitt didn't make it last year. I think they could have gone to the Sweet 16. Like, I think North Carolina, depending on the right matchups, can make a run. They got guys who can make shots. They're a great offensive ball club. They just didn't beat anybody all year. But I can't remember the last time I had this level of hate watch.
Yep.
Like, I am here for the Schadenfreude. I need them to lose. It'll make me much happier if they do. I think they're going to win.
I can't believe I'm doing it on behalf of West Virginia.
It's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, but it has to do with mostly West Virginia. I can't believe I'm like, well, have West Virginia's back right now. Who am I?
You know what, Doran? I think it's a you scratch my back, I scratch yours. There's a ton of people, I think, last year who were rooting for Virginia to lose on behalf of Pitt. Like, people wanted Pitt in. Virginia wound up laying that, like, George LaRock 12 eggs. Like, they were terrible. And I think that a lot of folks didn't want to see Virginia win.
Not West Virginia people. Like, there's definitely more.
They got screwed in different ways. There were a ton of bid stealers last year, which really did it for Pitt. But still, the Virginia thing never made sense. And this year, there were no bid stealers, but, you know, quad one wins, all that crap, whatever. I'm not litigating it again. Yeah. But I'm excited to watch the games. I'm not going to let the screwed up committee ruin what I think is the greatest event in sports. All gets going tonight. You think they win?
No. The pressure.
It's a quad two game. It is.
I think the pressure gets to
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Because all the eyeballs are on you anyway, but now, you're right, there's an added pressure there. Like, absolutely there is. This is the best team they've played not called Duke in 2 months, too. So, we'll see. Penguins tonight as well against the Islanders. Are they going to win their fifth in a row, man?
Yes.
They're at home.
Yep.
Jari's playing great. Some of the new additions, I think, have added spunk to the lineup. I'm going to get so mad.
They're going to win.
If they're going to win five in a row! I think so, too. All right, and here's how we've been ending the show every day. When we start tomorrow at 5:40 a.m., will the Steelers' quarterback situation be figured out?
Yes.
Callis?
No.
No.